All right, joining us on the line, it is the executive director of the Decatur County Community Foundation. It's Tammy Wenning. And Tammy, you've been getting a lot of press for reasons kind of unexpected, right?
Yeah, it's been just a little bit overwhelming and surprising that people find it unique.
So there's been this push in Greensburg, in my hometown, to encourage people to move there. And there's a financial incentive. There's a lot of other perks involved. And one of those perks is grandparenting services. Now, how does that come about?
Well, the Community Foundation and, let's see, Economic Development, Tourism, the City of Greensburg, Chamber of Commerce, we meet pretty much on a regular basis, and we're all the time trying to make sure we're all going in the same direction with anything that we're working on. And the city had talked about the Make My Move platform, where you kind of advertise your city, you come up with an incentive package, and try to entice people to come check out where you're at. Because we have got, just like every place else, we've got help wanted signs everywhere. Our economic development people realize we need to do something to attract people here as opposed to attracting new industry. Because the industry that we have, we have the Honda Indiana plant, and it pulls from like 22 counties. So sitting at the table trying to craft our package, knowing that we're always fiscally conservative in our county.
Yeah.
We knew we couldn't throw a lot of money at it. But as we're talking, I'm thinking, if I were moving into a community and I didn't know anybody, what would be important to me? And I'm a grandma of a three-year-old, a one-year-old, and one on the way. I just know that it would be hard to move into a community and not have any family, not have anybody there to call in a pinch, or if you just needed a day out or something. So I said, well, let me talk to my husband, because we both like kids and ours went and grew up on us. So we became the willing grandparents on demand.
Now, Tammy, is this incentive just for new residents of Greensburg?
Are you trying to get me in trouble? Greensburg, I am in trouble. No, it's the incentive, the Make My Move thing, is trying to attract people to the state of Indiana, specifically to Greensburg. So we have had an overwhelming response. So I believe we've got nearly 1,200 applicants in about 10 days' time. And I know when we set out to do this, we didn't know how it would go. So we have like 5 spots starting out. This is not to say that we won't continue doing this once everybody gets on board with it and realizes that it's a worthwhile effort.
Sure.
But the grandparenting thing is, yeah, the new people that we attract, if we could pinch hit and go to Grandparents' Day at school, or babysit on a Friday evening, or just whatever we can help provide, the same stuff that a grandparent would do. So what made me think of it is, we have a mail carrier in our community. She actually lives over in Bartholomew County. The whole time she was pregnant and carrying our mail, we would stop her in the office and make sure she had water and talk to her and all this. Well, we told her, and Jenny, the Jennies and I, we said, you know, we're all grandmas. If you're ever in a pinch when this baby is born, give us a call. Well, the week that she went back to work, she found out that she was scheduled to work on a Sunday and had nothing to do with her new baby. And so she called me and says, were you serious? It's like, you don't care if I take him to church with me. Anyway, it was pretty cool. I took somebody else's pretty much newborn baby to church with me, and everybody thought he was my grandkid. And at this point in time, they have a three-year-old and this baby who's now 8 months old. And the little girl calls my husband grandpa and calls me Tammy, because she has two grandmas, but they live out of state. So she knows she's already got grandmas, but there should be a grandpa. So she wants to go to Grandpa and Tammy's house. And when she
great.
Comes here, Grandpa lets her get on the school bus and honk the horn so all the neighbors get alarmed. And that, I don't know, we've always enjoyed being around kids. So
that's great.
We never really... Go ahead.
No, we won't keep you too much longer. I do have a couple more questions. Does the grandparenting service, does that extend to fur babies? So like, you know, for pets and things like that?
You know, go ahead, get me in trouble. But I've babysat for people's pets before. And when we go on vacation, when we go on vacation, I always get somebody to stay at my house with my dog because I don't want to upset her life.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second question, so if you need to get more grandparents to help with grandparenting services, are we looking for different varieties of grandparents, like the sweet grandparents, the stern grandparents? Because my dad, I'm sure, would be all on board for being the stern grandparent.
Yeah, when I was young, I was just sitting around the living room watching 700 Club. Don't sign me up for that one.
That's terrible. You know, it does take all kinds. I think it's funny because my husband is like number 9 out of 11. They're a big farming family up in the St. Morris area. Anyway, he's always somewhat stern with kids, but they absolutely love him. And he drives a school bus now, later in life. He wishes he'd been doing it his whole life because he loves it. But he has the respect of the kids, but they also like him because he listens to them and talks to them and he knows their name and he helps with the youth group at church. And anyway, so we both really enjoy being around young people. But yeah, there's a spot for grandparents who maybe don't have the energy to chase after 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, when a kid is in grade school and they have Grandparents Day here, it's amazing. They had to split it up in the county schools to a 2-day thing because everybody wants to show up and the schools can't hold them. So if a kid didn't have a grandparent, you know, you could be 95 years old. If you're still getting around, you can show up and be a grandma or a grandpa at school because then that child's got somebody there for them. So, you know, any age and any activity level, we're excited because, I mean, my husband keeps bees, and little kids love to find out about how honeybees are. You know, there's just lots that could be done with them, whatever the parents are comfortable with, of course.
I mean, absolutely.
I'm not going to take them canoeing or anything if they don't have permission.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it's gone from being the talk of the town to the talk of the region to the talk of the state, the talk of the country. When do you start doing autographs, Tammy?
It's funny. I told them at work, I already have to sign lots of checks. I said, so you got my autograph. But no, it's just really kind of surreal. If I was ever going to be like interviewed and that kind of stuff, particularly on the television things, I would wish it would have been about 25 years ago and 50 pounds ago. But
well, there are certainly worse things to be famous for. Yeah.
But it's a good thing, and it's a feel good thing. And I want people to know that they've got people they can trust when they come here that are going to help them get acclimated. Our whole platform for Make My Move is designed to help get people integrated into the community and hook them up right away with service organizations. We have a part of it called a seat at the table. I run the Community Foundation. I always buy a table at the big events that are in town and then, you know, invite people to come sit at it. Well, why not bring the new people to the United Fund auction or to the hospital gala and let them get to meet people there and then, you know, get them involved in our boards and our committees and what have you. We want them to get, I don't know, fast-tracked into being involved in the community.
It's great, and it makes me proud of my hometown, and I try to get back as often as possible, not as often as my mom and dad would like me to, but I'll probably be there this weekend. So Tammy Wenning, Executive Director of the Decatur County Community Foundation, such a cool thing going on there, and thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.